All right, welcome to the 10th episode of the 7th season, 2nd season, 7th? We've been doing this for 7 years.
So you wanted a voice crack there, so I'm actually focused on that, and not the actual number. So you could have fooled me.
2nd season, 10th episode of Charlie and Me. If you're not our friends and family, I still have no idea why you're listening, but we appreciate it.
But happy Mother's Day.
If you are our friends and family, or our mothers, happy Mother's Day.
But like having Mother's Day to like all the moms.
And thanks for listening. Yeah, all the moms. All the moms that.
Yeah, just all the moms.
All the moms.
Just leave it there. Something more complicated than
Do you ever see like all the.
All the time.
Yeah. The random. Not really random, but like, you know, it's always a Mother's Day where like the sports.
Oh, they wear pink?
No, but also they wear, like, it's like the sports videos come out about how like this one guy's mom was.
Yeah, those are kind
of
cool.
And they come up and like, sometimes, I gotta be honest, like, I'm not a very emotional person most of the time.
I have a story to beg you to differ.
But sometimes those, they get me. Like, I get a little teary-eyed, like, the, you know, I'm a little bit of allergies kick in right at that moment.
Yeah. I was gonna say, what do you think of, like, people posting, like, happy Mother's Day stuff and it's like dog moms or cat moms?
I hate being
that guy.
I don't want to be that guy either.
But I don't like it.
You're not really.
It's not the same.
You're not really a parent.
It's not in the spirit of Mother's Day.
Like, I don't. Do you get a gift from your dog? Does your dog know to give you a gift? Does your dog know that it's Mother's Day?
I just.
It's also, cat moms, no offense. Cats are fine. I'm not against cats by any means. But, like, if you're a cat parent, I should say, you don't have to do much.
Have you ever had a cat?
I've watched a cat plenty of times.
Yeah, but if you ever had a cat.
No, I don't.
So I guess how do you know?
But it's like, you
have to know that clear.
I know, but you just have to buy like food and kitty litter, and that's literally it. I don't know.
Yeah, the whole pet mobs, I don't know.
I can't wait to wish Ryan Trapp a happy Father's Day on Fish Father's Day. You know? They're gonna send him a. So I'm with you on that one. That one's a little different, but you know, otherwise, happy Mother's Day to every single mom out there. Wouldn't be anywhere without moms, obviously, because that's kind of how biology works. But and the fact that they're pretty cool. I like moms. I'm a mama's boy.
It's good to know. Good to know where you belong.
You knew that.
I know. So yeah, what are you up to?
Ooh, nice.
What's up, Doc?
Way to transition that. Yeah, dude, good weekend. It was pretty laid back. You came down. I went for a run yesterday morning, Charlie and I. That was nice.
Just blazing the trails. Like, look out.
Blazing. We dropped them down to
2020 is not too far away. I think we can qualify.
Tokyo 2020. We're working on getting in there. I think Charlie will probably be, like, on the track. I'll be in the marathon, probably.
Yeah.
My turnover's shit. Anyway... It was a good weekend. Yesterday we went out. Kind of felt like an adult, more like an adult this weekend than I ever have in a long time, which is kind of weird.
Really, I would agree with that.
Besides the Saturday night, I wasn't.
I was gonna say
like, wasn't quite the most adult things, like going to McDonald's at 1 a.m. But, like during the day, like you know, we went out. We were responsible in our alcohol consumption.
Yeah.
We had, you know, we went to brunch, I had two drinks, then we went to Murphy's, I had one beer, and then I went back to my place, and I like basically was like,
dude, that brunch was so
time good to take though. A nap. The afternoon / evening wasn't quite as an adult as I thought I could be, but it was fun.
So. It was a good time, yeah. Yeah, my work basketball leagues starts this week, so I've been really hitting the training hard this week.
You have to. I mean, it's a competitive league.
It's very competitive. We won one game last year, and we're playing that team first, so we got to start hot, which is probably not how our team plays, because no one actually plays basketball.
Right.
So it takes a while to get back into the swing of things, but we will be in shape. We will be in shape. Our whole team is doing a lot of cardio work this week, so.
Well, yeah, you got to start with cardio, and then the skills come later.
Yeah, you can't have skills if you're not in shape.
Exactly.
So the legs feed the wolves type situation. So we're putting the hay in the barn, I say.
The hay in the barn. I'm feeding the pigs. Yeah. I love it.
So, yeah. And then going to a Cubs. We're going to the game tonight.
Yeah, so.
It doesn't rain.
We are recording this as the series between Milwaukee and the Cubs is split 1-1.
Big series. It is a big series.
It's a big series. Cubs are technically up top right now. If they lose
one game lead.
If they lose today, which I hope they won't. We're seeing Lester today.
Big lefty.
Then we we'll be talking from a tie ball game. That'd be kind of weird up top. What was I saying?
I don't know where you're going at here with this. John Lester's throwing. We hope he throws well. They win. You know, it's a 2-game lead in Central. Should be exciting. Night game at Wrigley. Crowd's gonna be bumping.
It's Sunday Night Baseball. I just saw a post from A-Rod. A-Rod is at Wrigley Field, so I'm probably gonna get my boobs signed.
We should probably head out pretty quick. I'm gonna get in line for that. I think he has a booth out front.
For boob signing?
Yeah, strictly boob signing.
Boob signing only. him and J-Lo stand out there and just sign boobs. I'm excited. So that'll be fun. So obviously we're recording this on a Sunday. You'll see it on a Tuesday, so it is now Tuesday. We're kind of like jumping in space.
It's, the time space continuum has always been a little fuzzy for me, but I think that's how that works.
Yeah, yeah. Podcasting and time don't really match.
Too bad it wasn't like a payday in between then, because I don't get paid now.
Ooh. Oh, then you just get paid.
Ooh. Oh.
Jump it.
I get paid on the 14th.
Charlie is now richer than we thought he ever was.
I need to wait till Tuesday night, so we just got to stretch this episode out for like 5 hours.
Okay. Boom.
Boom.
Boom, Charlie got paid.
I'm richer.
Charlie's rich.
Not the rich, just rich.
Not. Oh, so you rich. fun stuff. Anyway, we are going to literally freestyle this entire podium, and I think you guys are going to love it.
We're doing a podium of baseball snacks.
Snacks. Do they have to be at the game, or just like what you would eat when you're watching a baseball game in general?
I'll let you.
It's interpretations open. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to flip a quick coin. Boom.
I'm first.
Tails.
Peanuts.
Damn it.
I don't think I've ever gone to a ball game and not had peanuts.
It's really tough not to, because,
the guy's walking around, peanuts, here.
Peanuts. Got your peanuts.
I'm like, yo, take my money.
Yeah. Load me up with some peanuts. 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 Got to emphasize that.
Get it.
Okay, and that's good. Some of our listeners might be a little more dirty-minded than you. I'll probably go, just to rip off the song, go with Cracker Jacks.
Have you ever had Cracker Jacks at a baseball game?
Not at, but while watching, yes.
Okay, fair enough. I don't like Cracker Jacks. Fun fact.
I used to like them for the jokes.
They're too crunchy, too hard.
Yeah.
I want popcorn. My second one, popcorn.
That popcorn was another one that was on my list.
Popcorn's just
for
better.
Sure.
It's just better.
Popcorn's good. But
we're not including drinks in this, right?
No, let's keep drinks. Strictly snacks.
Where are slushies coming to play?
Slushies? Ooh. Slushies kind of like a drink snack.
Right?
Man. All right, well, that'll be an honorable mentions. Mm-hmm. You can put it in for your third one. I'm not going to use it. My second one will be hot dogs.
Hot dog. The classic. Another classic.
If I didn't get hot dogs, I was actually going to be pretty pissed off, because hot dogs are like...
I should have said it just to piss you off.
That's my shit. I love hot dogs.
Grant's known as the hot dog guy.
Big wiener guy.
What do you put on it? What do you load it up?
Okay, so that's actually a little bit of an interesting issue.
It is, because I feel like it's not really an issue. You just put it on or you don't.
Well, so the thing is, like, I will load up my hot dog if I'm not... In Chicago, I will put ketchup all over it and just ketchup. But the moment I go to Chicago, they're
afraid,
like,
of being like, I don't that here.
I don't want to be ostracized just because I believe that hot dogs can have ketchup on them.
See, you know? I do. I just go to the game, I put ketchup on my hot dog, and I just eat it like a champ.
Well, you're a bigger man than I am.
I know.
But I'll tell you that, like, man, last thing I want is to, you know, you're in the Wrigley Field bleachers eating a hot dog and someone just starts ripping you apart for ketchup. That could be a slippery slope.
That's also why sometimes I just get brats.
Touche.
It's way more easy to eat a brat plain than a ketchup plain.
You're correct. I like that.
That's some onion.
That's a good move. Yeah, you usually gotta get the onions. Onions are solid.
If you at least put one topping on, that usually saves the day.
Yeah, but otherwise, if I'm at Wrigley Field, I put some relish on and get some grilled onions. Load it up with a little bit of here and there. They definitely have the hot dog bar loaded.
Oh, at Raymond Field.
The hot dog bar,
it smells good when you walk by.
Oh, dude, there's nothing better. We were walking by yesterday, and there's nothing better than literally just smelling
the deep dish. Oh, sorry, I mean hot dogs.
The hot dogs. Smelling just the grills going. You're just like, oh, baby, load me up. I think there was some stat where it was like 27,000 hot dogs or something like that. This might not be correct, but I saw it on TV.
I like how you just now preface it, because you know I'll call you out on
probably not correct. Like, I don't really know the exact number, but they said, like,
there's a large number of hot dogs sold at every baseball game.
Some 10,000s mm-hmm. number. I think it was, like, 27,000 hot dogs get eaten every baseball game at Wrigley Field.
What's this capacity at Wrigley Field? Do you know? I don't.
It's a little over 40K.
I believe it.
So, a hot dog a person.
I believe roughly over half the crowd gets hot dogs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, I believe it.
So 27,000 would be like a legit number, but I'm not sure. It was like a Wintrust ad, I think. So,
My last one at iCubs games, the frozen lemonade.
Oh, shit. That brings me to my really. Okay, so you already said peanuts. Okay, yeah. Frozen lemonade's good, but I have a quick digression.
So, me and my dad, we always get frozen lemonades at the iCubs games. It's so good. It's always so hot there.
It's steaming. And you're right by the river.
You eat it with the wood stick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very inefficient, but it's great.
I like it a lot. That's a good move. Dippin' Dots is big, too.
I always eat those at Wells Fargo Arena, not at the outdoor games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't eat a whole lot of Dippin' Dots, but everyone would get it, so I'm not adding that to my list. All right, digression real quick from before my third pick. You said peanuts.
I did.
But
that's my pick.
But the roasted peanuts that are like warm at the iCubs games. Ooh, boy, those load me up.
Yeah.
And you know I eat them whole, so pass. You know, then I do pass them very quickly.
I pass on this take of yours.
Okay, fair enough.
My third one
is gonna have to be sunflower seeds.
Okay, yeah, and someone had to take it.
It was up there. Although I've been eating, I like sunflower seeds, and like summer, I swear to God, I just eat so many sunflower seeds, it's uncanning.
I got six discs in here. I got six.
No, I have them in my drawer at work, so I'll like be eating sunflower seeds at work, which is solid. But either way. The David sunflower seeds?
Second best.
Yeah. You gotta make sure the jumbo ones if you get David's.
Still second best.
I know, but I'm saying, like, you go to the original David's, they're just so small. So
small, you don't get any good.
It's like, I'm doing so much work to crack the seed open just to get nothing, you know? Like, why? Yeah. What's the point?
Yeah.
What's the best?
Biggs.
Yeah, you're right.
Blue bag.
I'll give it to you. Biggs are probably the best.
They're big.
When I was growing up, my mom would go to Sam's Club and just buy the massive bags of them. And so then I'd be sitting there studying for stuff, and I'd just be spitting sunflower seeds into like a little like plastic paper tray, basically. It was the best. Those are the good times.
We'd get the bucket, the Costco bucket, and it'd just have a bunch of mini packs of David seeds in it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'd carry that to my baseball games. I'd bring the seeds bucket. I'd sit on it, and I'd just go reach down, grab a bag.
Yeah. Sunflower seeds are kind of like the herpes of baseball. They just show up everywhere. Like, I was literally sitting here. I was sitting here the other day, and I haven't had sunflower seeds in my house for maybe a couple weeks now, and I just found a random sunflower seed on the ground, and I was like, where did you come from?
It gets lost in the folds of your clothes, and you sit down, and it unfolds, and it's like, whoop.
Yeah, and, like, you just can't get rid of all of them.
It's like a bunny rabbit just pooping out sunflower seeds.
Exactly. It's great. Well, any honorable mentions? We miss something? I'm just gonna say beer because, like, I know it was no drinks.
Okay. No beer.
But hear me out for one second.
Nope.
You have to hear me out for one second. It's carbs. It's calories. Loads you up. It's no drinks, and I get that. We're totally going no drinks. I'm not trying to steal a pick with it. But what I'm saying is, like, how often you go to a ball game and not have a beer?
I mean, for the first roughly 21 years of my life. I did it pretty well.
I'd say the first, like, 20.
21.
Of mine.
21.
Fair. Congrats, dude.
Yeah.
Wait, morals. Wait a way to drink.
Yeah.
You're great.
Yeah, so pretty easy, I guess. Okay.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't even know. How do you feel about the ballparks that come out with just, like, crazy food?
Not a fan.
I'm not huge on it either. I don't know. It's like,
just keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid. Yeah, kiss. I'm with you. I feel like I could walk into any ballpark. I don't even care what game I'm watching, football, baseball, basketball, and if they have hot dogs, beer, peanuts, done.
Yeah, well spoken. Those are like really all I ever get. So that's all Diet Cubs, and I'll get my frozen lemonade.
Oh, okay. But lay off like the shrimp Pop Tarts or whatever the fuck they're doing.
I will say one time I had a Jim Beam slushy.
Yeah.
So good.
How'd the rest of the game go?
It was great. I had two of them.
Whoa! It was a real good game.
They won.
I bet they did.
3-1.
Tough not to.
3-1.
Tough not to. All right, let's hop in this interview here, and we'll get it going. All right, now we welcome on a former teammate of Charlie and myself's, and actually still a current runner for the University of St. Thomas, coming off a hot weekend at our conference meet, George McGivern. George, welcome on.
Thanks for having me, Grant.
No, happy to have you.
Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Thanks. I was like, I didn't want to say anything, but I was like, dang, dude, cold shoulder so fast.
I would have called him out. I would have called him out on that for sure. For sure. George, if you've listened to this show before, I'm not sure if you have or haven't, but either way, we ask the same question to everyone that comes on right away. What's your favorite Charlie and me moment?
I think probably the best Charlie and me moment was this one right here when you brought me on.
Ooh.
And let me speak my truths, I guess.
Yeah, you got plenty of time to speak your truths here.
Now, what about a non like Charlie and Me podcast, but like a Charlie and Grant moment, just from our time?
From
time sure. To get stuff.
So I'll give one for each.
All right.
Perfect.
So the best Charlie moment. I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of the best Charlie moments. There's one time where me, my girlfriend, Bridget, and Charlie teamed up to play some trivia at, I think we played at, like, Sweet Peas.
Yeah.
And it was actually my first game of trivia, and, we just played really good, and, you know, there were definitely some more trivia games that we ended up playing, but, you know, that first one, I think Charlie helped out. Pretty good.
Yeah, Bridget is usually the ringer in those situations. I'm going to be honest though, we played a lot of trivia with Bridget, and Bridget somehow always knew the random answers that no one else knew. So I'm going to give Charlie some credit there, but I feel like Bridget's back was hurting on the way home after that one.
She carried the team. There's no question about it. But you know, I got a couple.
I wasn't even there. I was just assuming, but I'm glad I was correct.
I remember there was like that music. There's a music round, and that was when George, technically not even supposed to be in the bar, but George and his girlfriend, they took over the team for the music round.
Love it.
But definitely helped me to foster my love of trivia.
I'm glad that's continued. That was some of the best moments of school.
Yeah, I might even go again tonight. But might take a week off.
Ooh,
don't say that. No weeks off.
Don't let Pete hear that.
go ahead. You know, I think some of the best Grant moments, probably at the cabin.
Oh.
Yes.
There's been a couple of those ones, yeah. I think I ate a...
ate a worm?
It was like your freshman year, I ate a worm. That one's came up before. That was a good one.
Just to prove a point, there's no real reason.
There was no reason for me eating the worm. I just ate it. Why not?
You were trying to make it seem like eating worms was normal, and then you're like, no, it's not. We're all like, no, it's not. And you're like, yeah, it is. Watch. And you just ate the worm. Like, it doesn't make it normal.
My logic was, though, when you're little, everybody eats it. Like, everybody's had a worm.
I've never had a worm. George, have you?
Did you guys ever, do you ever read that one book?
How to Eat Fried Worms.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never ate worms, though.
No, I didn't read that book.
I never did it, but I read that book, and I was always kind of weird.
Didn't they make that into, like, a TV show or a movie? I feel like I remember watching the movie, too, and it was just as weird. Yeah, they totally did, because that's where the word sphincter is in it a lot.
That sounds right up your alley, Charlie.
Yes, they did make it into a movie, it looks like.
Sphincter, sphincter, sphincter. I don't know why that sticks out, but yeah, they... Oh, man. All right, George. So I know, at least for me with the conference and everything, the scuttlebug is the whole talk of St. Thomas getting kicked out of the MIAC. What's it been like in like the locker room and stuff? As or like, does Pete have any information on what's going down?
Yeah. Well, I think Pete was really one of the first ones to really like know about it, and he kind of let us know right away. So I know that like a couple weeks ago, there was an article about it in the Star Tribune that a lot of people kind of found out about it, but I think Pete told us like months ago that there's going to be this vote and that probably we were going to get kicked out. He was kind of from the beginning was pretty pessimistic about
sounds
just
about
the idea
right.
that our conference is gonna stay, but so yeah, it's, I think for us it's just a little bittersweet because I think there's no plan that would kick us out within the next 2 years, so most of those who are on the team right now will be able to finish our careers
right.
in the conference, but you know, I mean, you guys probably know that, you know, the conference meet is kind of the, you know, it's probably the one that you guys are the most interested in, you know, once you graduate. And
yeah, we still follow it.
And, you know, I mean, when I was a freshman, you know, Mike Ryan, you know, Trevor, you know, great. You know, there's some great moments where guys, you know, really stepped up and scored. And, you know, that's kind of always been a, you know, big inspiration for me. So, you know, it would kind of suck if in 4 years from now, no one really cares about what I did at the conference meet. Not to be, you know, not to be cocky or anything, but I just think it's kind of a,
right.
it's kind of a legacy, you know. And
I like it. No, I think Charlie and I have similar sentiments as well. I think our basic sentiment for the overall idea is why are we going to kick out the team that keeps, like, just because they keep winning? And it's one sport, really, is why they want to kick it out. So, it is what it is.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see how it all plays out, but
it's kind of a tough perspective from, at least in our sport. I mean, you know, we've had a lot of success, but we're not, you know, we probably haven't even really been the dominant team in the conference. I mean,
besides in track, kind of, but like in distance.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard for us to hear that, oh, you know, we're just too big or, you know, we're too good and that they can't compete with us when that's just really not the case in our sport. I mean, I think it's pretty competitive and we like the way it's at, so.
Yeah, so has there been any talk about where St. Thomas would go if they weren't in the MIAC?
Yeah, I think it, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, we're destined for D1 or whatever. That's kind of a process. I think we would have to be in D2 for a little bit if we, you know, really wanted that. And, you know, I think some of those D2 schools like, you know, Winona and Mankato, I mean, those aren't really the kind of schools that, you know, we really see ourselves associating with. I think probably in the immediate future we would just not be in a conference because I think in a lot of sports, you know, we could still be, you know, eligible for nationals and things like that. I know that.
I didn't even think about that. That's an interesting idea. Go the Notre Dame of D3 sports. That has a ring to it.
Oh,
that has
fuck.
A ring to it.
God damn it. I hate Notre Dame.
I love Notre Dame.
I had never heard that perspective. I'd heard us trying to potentially get into another conference because there's a couple other D3 conferences I know that are kind of wild cards, but that'd be a lot of travel for St. Thomas.
Yeah, there are definitely some kind of more wild card ones. I think there's a conference with like NYU and like U Chicago and, you know, some other kind of more prestigious schools. And geographically, we could kind of, you know, have something to offer them as far as, because really, I think the whole idea of having a team in your conference is that it's really just like kind of a recruiting, like, oh, like NYU comes to town and, you know, they get to kind of recruit to people in Minnesota and, you know, be in the conversation there. So,
of course. Well, that's interesting. I never heard that side of it. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah, no problem.
So you and I have experienced similar things in the world where
where are you going with this?
I know. I wasn't sure how to transition out of that, so we're gonna do it. You were in school the same time as your sister. Charlie was as well, but it was a little more.
I can one up you. George and I were in the exact same situation.
Was it that? Is that the exact same spread?
Freshman year, we came in freshman year with our sisters being seniors. So George, what was it like having like your sister on campus?
I thought George was a sophomore when we were a senior.
Nah, just 1 year. Same with you guys.
I'm confused. Either way, I had twin sisters, so I was always in school with her. That's why I brought it up. But how was it?
Yeah, you know, it was really awesome to be in school with my sister. Especially having her on the team. I remember that was really the best. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of great seniors, but, you know, at dinner, if I ever had a chance to sit with her, then that was always great. And it was a little bittersweet that I only got to do it for 1 year, but definitely happy that I did get to experience that.
Did your sister going to St. Thomas like kind of influence your college search a little bit? I know for me it was kind of visiting my sister for 3 years was kind of really nice for the familiarity factor of the campus and whatnot. Did that kind of help you choose St. Thomas at all?
Yeah, it did. And you know, I certainly had a lot of things going for me at St. Thomas because you know, my dad works there and my mom went there, and so. So obviously Bridget choosing St. Thomas just kind of helped that even further, and she certainly had positive experiences there, so she certainly didn't scare me away or anything.
Right on. Well, changing topics a little bit here, I had an interesting question come up today, and I thought it'd be a great topic to discuss. You're a smart guy, that's for sure. So I'm gonna pose you this question, and I'm very interested in your answer. If Pinocchio said his nose would grow, would it?
Well,
this is real chicken and the egg here.
I know, right?
I think
it's physically impossible for it to. Sorry to steal your thunder there, George, but it's physically impossible.
So I've actually never seen Pinocchio, so I don't.
Well, okay, the basis is he lies and it grows. But if it's not going to grow, then he's lying.
So my question is, at the end of the movie, after he had told all those lies, did it ever shrink back to normal?
It would come down every now and then. It kind of like a boner.
So maybe it would grow and then it would ungrow.
What happens if he turns into a real boy and then he doesn't have that problem?
He doesn't have the nose anymore.
Yeah. Boom.
But boom. But if he says it's gonna grow, will it grow?
No, I'm saying it's physically impossible. It'll explode.
Boogie. No, I don't. That's not true. I think if he says it's gonna grow.
So is that a lie, or is it?
It can't happen.
A falsehood.
It's just a falsehood. It can't have. George is spot on. It just can't happen, Grant.
I'm not sure.
I don't think he's not misleading us. He just said it. He might believe that it's gonna grow, but.
Yeah, because it goes into this whole thing. There's a difference between telling a lie and just guessing and not knowing the truth.
These are the hard-hitting questions everyone's asking, and I'm just telling you, I disagree with your opinions.
And I'm just telling you, you're wrong. Like, there is a right answer.
I'm going to have to discuss this with Walt Disney, so.
It's 2-on-1 in this situation, George and Chuck over Grant.
Well, yeah, but we have a lot more people that listen to this as well, so.
And I bet they would side with us.
I doubt it. But either way.
Okay. George, time for the tattoo question. If you were to get a tattoo right now, what would it be and where would you put it?
Charlie's face is always an option.
I would put it in a place that's not visible.
Your butt, okay.
I heard that.
That I would not see it often.
You don't want to see your ink?
No, see mine very often.
I don't like tattoos. I don't want to associate myself with a tattoo.
Me neither.
But if I had to get it.
Grant has a tattoo.
You know, maybe like back ankle.
Back ankle?
I don't know.
Back
ankle. What would you get on your back ankle?
That hurts so bad.
It would hurt terrible. I mean, really bad.
I'd probably get, I feel like my girlfriend's name probably.
All right. Cool. That's cute. That's a lot nicer. I have Charlie's name in my ass, so it's like the same. It's like the same concept. I actually do, George. I actually do. All right, let's go into the spelling bee here. George, you know the spelling bee. Basically, I give Charlie a question. If he spells it wrong, you get a chance to steal it. Same goes to you. Two rounds, and then the last round, you just get your own letter. Your own word, pardon me. Charlie, your first word is anxiety.
Oh, we've had this word before.
Ah, well. Maybe you can't.
I still can't spell it.
I was going to say. I'm just trying to give you an opportunity here.
Oh, man. This looks so bad. I'm going to give it a go.
Give her a shot.
A-N-G-Z-I-A-T-Y.
No. I'm just going to go no on that one. George? Anxiety.
It's A-N-X-I-E-N-T-Y. Anxiety.
No.
George, I got a preface. There's no cheating allowed.
George was a lot closer, though. A-N-X-I-T-I, pardon me. A-N-X-I-E-T-Y.
There's no N in there.
No. All right, 0-0. Going to the next round. George, this one's yours. Ready?
Yeah.
Canoeing.
Oh, come on.
This could go either way. I'm going to say C-A-N-O-E-I-N-G.
Got it. Nailed it. Nail on the head. I love it. George is up. After the first round, George is up 1-0. All
right. George, you can't see it. I'm giving you the stink eye right now.
So, Charlie, that leaves me to your first word. Your last word, I should say.
Second word.
Last word. Heirloom. Like heirloom tomato. That might not be spelled the same, actually, so just kidding.
Heirloom, like your family heirloom? Heirloom?
Yeah, sure, heirloom.
Oh, boy. This is going to be embarrassing, because there's... Oh, man.
I know, this could be a fun one for you.
H-I-E-R-L-U-M-E.
That's not right.
Is that close?
Closer than I thought you'd be, to be honest, but not...
Did I get the H right? Is there an H in front?
You were right on the H. I'll spell it. Since George doesn't get this one, I'll spell it. H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M. Heirloom.
Wait, why didn't I get to guess?
So you don't get to guess that one because this is the last round, but if you get this one that I give you right here correct, then you win.
You already won.
Oh, yeah. Technically, already run, but do you want a victory lap here?
Sure.
All right. Victory lap is... golly, lots of them. Dietary.
You give him the easiest...
D-I-E-T-A-R-Y.
Got it.
I got to file an official complaint. The word difficulty was... I feel a little biased on this one. I think he's a little mad from all the trivia spankings I've given to him lately.
It's been tough. George, before we let you go, you have any questions for us? I mean, you know.
There's got to be one thing you're just dying to know.
We got a lot of wisdom here. Maybe.
Yeah, how's it been? I haven't talked to you guys in a long time.
It's been good, you know, man.
I had basketball practice today, so things are looking pretty good.
I went on a 3-mile run and pretty gassed, so doing pretty well. Pretty well.
I hit 11 miles last week.
Total.
Pretty pumped, yeah. Total.
I'll probably hit about 10 this week.
You might.
I might get close. But it's been going well, you know, living the dream. We're both in Chicago.
It's been cool. You guys ever gonna come back soon?
August 3rd. What are you doing?
What's in August 3rd?
I'm just gonna be
chilling. I'm going to Minneapolis August 3rd.
Oh, I don't know. I'll probably be back eventually. I just don't know when. I don't know what I'm doing 2 weeks, opposed to 3 weeks.
Grant, 2 weeks you're going to a baseball game. I got this scheduled for you.
Well, yeah, my sister's in town. George,
we spent too much time together.
Yeah, George, it was great having you on. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it was fun.
We'll talk to you
later.
Thanks,
George. Appreciate it.
that was George McGivern. Great guy. We had a fun time with the interview. I really did not know half of the, like, I knew St. Thomas is potentially out of the MIAC, but I had no idea
that. I didn't know it wasn't going to be for like 2 more years. I thought it was going to be actually pretty quick.
And I didn't know that they were, like, the different avenues they were pursue afterwards that there's been speculation of.
I sneaky like the conference list.
Yeah, I think that's a good play.
Because even if they were, like, especially for like track and whatnot, they were going to go to all the same meets probably. It wasn't like they're just going to start going to a bunch of different ones because they're in the really far away.
Right.
So, I guess the same team is just one meet, they won't show up.
Right. No, I like it. I think that'd be an interesting move. Although I do. There's a petition flying around to keep St. Thomas in the MIAC. So, if anyone
sees. Question: would they get really petty and not go to any of those meets so they don't give anyone any money?
Ooh, that's another good idea. I don't know. That'd be kind of stupid though, because then you gotta go further to pay money to go to a different meet.
That's why it's called being petty.
I wouldn't do that if I was them, but whatever. I guess we technically are.
Stick it to the man, man. Just gotta stick it to the man.
But like, we technically are kind of them because now we're alumni. We don't donate any money, but you know, we could start like giving like $20 a year and like say that we, you know,
we offered Pete money.
Yeah, or if he like did something, what was he supposed to do with it?
Come on the podcast.
Yeah, well, that offer still stands. That offer still stands. I was gonna say I knew there was some condition, but I forgot.
There was something that we talked about with money, Pete, podcast. Those three things. I don't. Something's
not clicking. It's been a long Tuesday, I'll tell you that. But no, that I still that still offers. The offer still stands, Pete. Come on the podcast.
We know you're listening.
We'll crowdfund.
$20.
We'll crowdfund St. Thomas going D1.
Grant will Charlie's out.
Yeah, okay. Charlie, what's your quote?
In honor of talking about Pinocchio, when you're curious, you find lots of interesting things to do. Walt Disney.
Cute. Mine is from William Shakespeare.
I was like, you did Walt Disney too? No. We didn't talk about this.
Brevity is the soul of wit.
Hey, you're not very smart, dude.
Fuck off. Deuces.